What's up, guys? Welcome back to another podcast by Griffin Winkle. Today, I'm going to be talking about Paul's internal conflict. This is podcast number 4. If you want to check out my previous ones, just scroll through my page. They're all there. Check them out, guys. Should be great. Alrighty then, so let's just jump right on into it. So the first one that I'm going to be talking about is in All Quiet on the Western Front, when Paul is with the Russian soldiers at the camp and his internal struggle about that, right? So basically, Paul is dealing with the fact that he is very similar to these Russian soldiers. This all takes place after he gets back from his leave at home. So basically, he really identifies with these Russian soldiers. And so he's just thinking about how they have no reason that they're attacking him, and he has no reason that they're attacking them. But they have to do it because of the German system. And so this internal conflict really leads Paul to think about it. But while he's guarding the gate of the Russian prison, he really starts to feel sympathetic towards the Russian prisoners, because he doesn't really realize that, he doesn't think about why they are his enemies. But now that he's with them and they're not fighting, he's thinking about, why should he be fighting a war against these people if they haven't done anything bad to him? So yeah, that's basically the Russian ones. Another internal conflict is when Paul is stuck in a trench hole. I mean, a mortar shell hole with a Frenchman in the middle of no man's land, right? So Paul went out there at night and then he got scared, so he hid in a hole. When a French guy comes out, Paul stabs him from self-defense. But as both of them sit in the hole and the French soldier slowly dies, Paul really feels sympathetic for him. And he is quite scared of what he's done. Paul also tries to assure the French person that he doesn't want to hurt him, so he bandages the French guy's wound, and he feeds him water and tries to help him. But Paul feels so much regret because he has never stabbed a guy. He only shot people, but now he has to really come face to face and deal with what he's done, which is something that he's never done before. So this is really an internal conflict in himself, because right at the beginning, he's a French soldier, right? So you have to kill him. But as it goes on, after he's slowly dying and Paul watches every step of what's happening, he realizes that there's really just no point to war if there's suffering on both sides. What's the point, you know? So towards the end of the book, Paul really feels like the main enemy isn't the French people or the Russian or the British people. It's just the system and just war in general, how it's not good for anyone. And they have a discussion about this where they all talk about who war benefits. Like, what is the whole point? Who does it help? And so I feel like this just really arises some self-conflict in each and every one of the main characters, is that they all think about why they're even going through this terrible war and who it's for.